on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Brentwood and Fenerick, keeping it real.
Down. Now the waves are rock. And the seaside goes star village and somehow dropped you in it.
To Resurrection Phoenix FM's weekly look at the best of indie and alternative music, old and new. I'm Paul Golder, here for the next 2 hours, like I am every Friday evening. Thank you very much to Daniel for the last two. Some great tunes played today. He will also be back next week, of course. Now, we got some great music on tonight's show, and we'll also be chatting to Andrea and Paul from Welsh Band and John Peel favourites Melisse, who are just about to release not one but two albums and also have their first headlining tour for a couple of decades. It was great chatting to them earlier in the week, so stick around for that. Started tonight's show with Brighton band Hybrid Kid and a track that they released on their debut album, The Minor Escapes, in January 2020. That song was called Dropped. Still absolutely loving that band. And that song in particular sounds like Drums and Wires era XTC to me, which is always a good thing. Lots of brand new music as well, though, including this one from Mystic band Pseudocall. This came out during the week. This is Post Person.
Long to Charlie's date. Spent 8 hours far too long fighting.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, that was My Life Story and Naked, taken from their current studio album Loving You Is Killing Me, which came out earlier this month. It's actually a great album, a definite return to form, definitely worth checking out if you like some of their earlier stuff. Los Angeles band Cuffed Up before that, and Mock Dance, that's a brand new single from them out this week, taken from their debut album All You Got, which is out on Hit the North Records on April the 5th. Now you can get in touch with the show. You can email us paul@phoenixfm. You can find us on Twitter at @resurrection_98 and on Facebook and Instagram and Threads at Resurrection Radio Show. I think that's right anyway. I'm pretty easy to find. Quick Google or sort it out. And one band who did get in touch with me in the week was Favourite Fallen Idol. John Boswell from the band got in touch to introduce his music, and the band are from Memphis, Tennessee, even though Favourite is spelt with the UK spelling with the U in it. Pick that up straight away. But then he goes on to say, we pride ourselves on having tunes that reflect our love of the music from 90s Britain. Oh, John, so do I. I'm sure regular listeners to the show will back that up. And of course, his band are named after an adorable track as well, in case you need any more proof. He sent me a couple of great tracks, and I think we're going to play Mixtape next week. But tonight, we're going to play Mary, Queen of Pain, a single that you can find on all streaming services, came out at the end of November. We'll be right back.
those jet streams in your eyes, but your heart is to define. Roll up, roll down, sleep once more. Listen, I'm talking to you. These things will never be explained. And the earth spins slower, closer with you now. And a toast made burnt black, and it's so bad on my back, like a candle on its side. Found your heart to define. I'm talking to you. These things will never be explained. And the earth spins slower, closer with you now. Stoned alone, all your junked up friends are gone, and they try to bend your mind, but find you hard to define. Roll up, roll down the seas once more. Listen, I'm talking to you. These things will never explain. And the earth is slower, closer with you.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That's the current single from Los Angeles singer-songwriter Erica Driscoll, who records under the name of Blonde Fire, and that song was called Foolish. It's out now. Lemonheads before that, brand new track from them they released last month. It is a cover of the Vaseline's and Eugenius's Eugene Kelly's bittersweet track. That was Seven Out. Here's a band who are hopefully going to have some new music out this year, going back to May 2021. And the wonderful Fight Milk, their second album contender, was on my virtual record deck for at least a year or so. Played that album so many times. Taken from it, this is The Absolute State of Me.
Long, say goodbye and walk home.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, a couple of songs that have been released very recently. First you heard Onatondon Anna and Magical Lives. We played their album Principia quite a bit on the show last year, and they've just released that single on Sub Pop. You'll find it on their Bandcamp as well. That was Magical Lies, taken from the single of the same name. And Honey Buzz after that, Bristol indie pop band who released that track last month, Not Your Place. Now Gaz Coombs has done some fantastic stuff since leaving Supergrass. I think Supergrass is still going. I definitely saw him a couple of years ago. I think they've unhiatused themselves. But Gaz is still doing his solo stuff, touring with Johnny Marr as well. This one's taken from his 2018 album, World's Strongest Man. This is Deep Pockets.
I'm be late for the end of the world. I'll give you more.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Vero, and She's Scared of Everything. Vero are a band from Stockholm. Had a fantastic album out 2 years ago, Unsoothing Interior, and that's still one of my go-to albums. Every track on it's brilliant. The Jack Rubies before that, and I'll give you more. Now, the Jack Rubies were a band from East London. They came out of the C86 scene. And I was at school when C86 came out, although my memories of my school days are a little bit sketchy at best. Anyway, Jack Rubies had 3 albums out in the late 80s and early 90s, and they've reformed with their original lineup to release their first album in over 30 years. I think it might be 34 years, if I've got that right. The album's called Clocks Are Out of Time, and it came out last Friday. That was taken from it, I'll Give You More. Now, another band making a more than welcome comeback are Melis. Formed in Bettercoed in North Wales, they released their first new music in 14 years in 2019, and there is a lot of activity from the band coming up in 2024. Could be their busiest year yet. You can find out all about it after we play that comeback single from 2019. This is Stay. In 2019 by Melis, and I'm delighted to be joined on the Zoom by Paul and Andrea from the band. Hello, Paul and Andrea.
Hiya.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good to see. I can't believe it's been 5 years since we last spoke. It's just flown by, hasn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that long at all, does it, really?
No. And, you know, we obviously had a good long chat about the band and so on. And regular listeners will know all about you because we play you on the show. But for those who don't know, let's just talk a little bit about the old days before we find out what you've been up to since then. Now, you came along in the mid-90s and you didn't form in one of the big cities. Was it, I always wanted to know, was it tough getting a band together in such a small town as it was better Bettersacoit, wasn't it?
Yeah, not really, is it? Surprisingly, there's a lot of artistic people in the valley here. That's, a lot of musicians, and it's always had a rich heritage of Welsh music in the areas, Llanrwst and places like that. They've always had really good Welsh bands. But not really, no, because I mean, it was just us to start with, and then when we realised that we needed to go from being a duo to a band, my brother plays the drums with us, and our friend Karis joined us on keyboard. So it was quite easy, really.
I mean, you were mostly around sort of mid-90s to mid-2000s. You released 5 albums during that time, which is pretty good output for, you know, I think 7 years that you recorded them in. What's your memories of being in the band during that time? Was it all a bit of a blur between studios and recording and rehearsing and playing live?
To be honest, because we recorded at home, I suppose we had a bit of a different experience to most bands, to be honest, because, you know, most bands would book in and go to a studio and record, but it was kind of a natural thing. We kind of lived amongst it, if that makes sense. So we tended to record demo first, and then we'd go then record properly, if that makes sense, you know, put them actually down. And then we'd, like I said, we'd tour in between those as well, and it was great because in that time, obviously, we'd got to know John Peel, and we got loads of opportunities to do things that we never ever thought we'd ever do. You know, got experiences recording in really big session studios, like Maida Vale, for instance. We went over to Eurosonic and played festivals over there, and also got into South by Southwest as well. So it was a great time, if I'm honest with you, because we got to do so many things that we never ever thought we'd ever do, if that makes sense.
That was also after we left Pinnacle, the so-called major deal and all that, because originally the first album, Rumours and Curses, was in big studios with a massive budget, and that enabled us to have some fun. They bought a lot of gear for us. They supported our tours financially, and then they got bought out by Jive, and they didn't want to use that indie format anymore. But we were fortunate; we managed to get a studio built because we kind of put it. Listen, we're here in Snowdonia. The nearest rehearsal room is Liverpool. And we gave them a business plan of the costs involved travelling and booking in. And in the end, they went, yeah, we'll just change your garage into a rehearsal room. So we ended up that's why we ended up with our own label ultimately after that, and recorded other bands, etc., really.
You did mention John Peel. I mean, there are very few artists who can say they topped one of John Peel's legendary Festive 50 charts, but you certainly can say that, can't you?
Yeah, that was a big honour, that. We were just talking about this the other day, funnily enough, that the only thing we really wanted to do when we said we had one aim, and that was to do a John Peel session. And when we started the band, that was it. We didn't have any other aims or ideas, but that was the one thing we wanted to do. So, yeah, to do that was just, it was massive for us.
Weren't those Festive 50 charts, that were just full of fall fads, really, voting in 28 full records a year. So to even be in the chart was an achievement.
Absolutely.
It was. I mean, weirdly enough, going back to when I was younger, I used to record this show. There was a friend of my mother's, whose son was in a band. And she came to visit us one day, said he's massively excited he got to, was it number 2 in the John Peel Festive 50 or whatever it was. Mm. And it turned out it was Flag Day by the House Martins. And my mum's mate was Ian, or Stan, as he liked to call himself, from the House Martins. So I've determined I must do better than Stan from the House Martins. And that kind of drove us a bit, you know.
Yeah. You had a long-lasting relationship with John Peel, didn't you? It was more than just winning an end-of-year chart, wasn't it? He invited you again and again.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I mean, he became friends with his family, and to this day we still... it's nice.
Such.
Yeah, and playing at the John Peel Centre on this leg of the tour is going to be special as well.
Yeah.
Let's go a little bit more up to date. And we had a chat in 2019. You sparked back into life. You had a couple of new songs, Stay, which we just played, and Llywynydd. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Diane.
Yeah, I'm doing my best to pick some language up. What happened next, though? Did COVID knock you off the rails a little bit?
Yeah, it did, really. Yeah. Writing-wise, it did.
I think most bands as well, it was a bit of a... It was just so difficult, wasn't it, to do anything?
Yeah, we were kind of building up a head of steam, and it just... then we had to really concentrate on what we did at home, the business and stuff like that, and that kind of took priority, really. And I just, lost the momentum, if you like, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That brought, so it's been nice to, rediscover that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you did have a, during lockdown, you did do a live gig from your living room, didn't you? I think I remember that, and it seems like a long time ago. Wasn't a drummer on a TV behind you as well?
Gary, my brother, he was in Edinburgh, so we had to like link it. It was quite.
I remember thinking, wow, because I know what it's like doing stuff online, and I thought, wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, the PLA stuff we had to figure out and stuff like that, but it worked. We wouldn't like it again because it did take a lot of brain thinking, but it was fun to do in the end.
And, you talked a little bit about gigs, and you've been very close to the wedding present over the last few years. Am I right in saying that pretty much all your gigs the last few years have been in support of them?
Pretty much, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think they've given us loads of opportunities, bless them. We've really enjoyed going out with them, haven't we?
Yeah, and you chat, I think, I don't know whether we're giving an exclusive, you're singing on Cinerama track for them as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
It's... David has been, they're good fun, nice people, so.
Yeah, and it must seem like part of the family now.
Yeah, definitely. we go way back and met him a couple of times in the past before all this, and so